This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
You expose your kids to certain things that they shouldn't be exposed to at an early age, and then they suffer the trauma, or it materializes later in life. So this is me thinking, you don't want to, like...
Hello, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Emmanuel and this is the Men's Conference, a space where we talk about anything and everything to do with men, mental health, wellness, and general well-being. In recent times, I've noticed a trend where fathers post pictures of themselves bathing with their babies, infants, little children, or whichever way you may want to put it. And this especially leans towards the girl child. And I spoke to a couple of gentlemen. My question is this proper? Is it appropriate? Is it necessary? And where do we draw the line when we do these things that we call moments of bonding with our babies?
Yeah, pertaining to where the fathers can bathe with their daughters, for me, I think, the excuse that is offered of bonding, I think we have to look at a cultural context. Is it culturally viable and permissible within our context to for fathers and daughters to bath together? And the big answer is no. So some of these concepts are borrowed, even the concept of bonding. As far as I know, from a cultural standpoint, and I'm not by any means saying our culture is perfect, but basically traditional African culture, for a father to bond with his family, he basically must be a provider, must be there to do fatherly things. So these notions of bonding and so forth, I think they're kind of like borrowed, and they blur the lines, and they befuddle the thinking of men of our people, because we're importing some of these concepts and notions. We need to interrogate them and whether we really want to adopt them wholesale. So we can't say, I want to bathe my daughter because I want to bond. It's a very perverse idea from a cultural standpoint. And in any case, even if you were to go to the Holy Scriptures, you'll find that one of the sins, as it were, of the children of Lot, for example, was, the children of Noah, Ham, to be specific, was discovering the father's nakedness. And it was a male child who saw his father naked. It was not a done thing. There's a sacred line you mustn't cross. So basically, that's my take. Okay. So Ham was, the children of Ham, Canaan, were cursed because Ham had discovered or had seen his father's nakedness. So I'm not thinking that a daughter is any exception to that principle, if you want to go religious. So that is my concern, that you are grooming your child for someone, from some predator, to cross that line, and the kid won't see anything wrong with that. After all, my daddy bathes with me. I'm a guy. I can also bath with you. That's abuse.
As Africans, our culture is very important. And when such issues come up, the culture, the traditions, always come up in the argument. And rightly so. Where do we draw the line in terms of what we teach our children, or what we sort of pass on to them as normal and as acceptable?
I can't even think of bathing with my kid, I mean, with my daughter, God forbid, because I find it even difficult to bath with my boy. I have a son also, so I don't know, it could be about rigidity or whatever, but personally, the discomfort for me is, especially for the girl child, where do you draw the line? So for me, it's just a scary thought. We might say, okay, it's just father and daughter relationship, it's innocent. But for me, what's problematic about that whole scenario is, what are you trying to achieve at the end of the day? What are you trying to achieve? Because the flip side could actually be, if we ask psychologists, it might be some kind of abuse. Who knows? Because abuse starts at an early age. And sometimes it happens without people realizing it. You expose your kids to certain things that they shouldn't be exposed to at an early age, and then they suffer the trauma, or it materializes later in life. So this is me thinking, it won't do. So for me, it's a no-no. Bonding, yes. Bonding in a sense. Like, I could change my daughter's diapers. Both of my daughters out. Sometimes change. But look, I've already told you, as an African man, it's uncomfortable for me. Why bathing? Because for me, bathing is, man, I would call it crude. I mean, bathing with your daughter, with your female child, even with your boy child. I mean, there's something odd about that, especially from an African perspective. And by the way, I was brought up on African values. So I find it odd. Like, I keep going back to, what if you know, a toddler, they are now able to babble, talk, whatever. Daddy, what's this? What will you say? What are you going to say? So I support that view that, I mean, why emphasize bathing? Like I already told you, I bond with my daughters in other ways. I take them out for pizza without their mother. I watch movies once in a while with them. Listen to music that I think, you know, is positive. Read. Those are ways of bonding. Why bathing? Because there's something very private about bathing. How many people are able to bath with even their partner? Think about it. How many people are able to do that? It's a disquieting thought. Think about it.
This is an issue of nakedness, an issue of being exposed to your child, seeing a full-grown man. It doesn't matter what age they are. What does this mean for your baby as they grow up? When do you stop doing this? When do you explain to them that we cannot bath together anymore? These are some of the themes that we consider when we talk about issues such as this particular activity of bonding, such as bathing with your infant.
We don't even need to go into statistics, but you notice that most of the pedophiles who commit sex with minors are men. And one would not know where to draw the line. So in order to guard against such vices, it's just important and, you know, for people to be well guarded against such eventualities. Such type of freedom bring a whole new disorder into society. And daughters should not bond with their fathers in such a way. Well, I think that is not the correct approach. Because at what age then do you stop doing that? You know, and what actually happens is that there's some memories that may linger in the child, and you do not know what the bonding may lead to, you know, many years later. So I just think that these are some of the things that are strange to Africa, and I think to the rest of other civilizations in the world. My greatest fear is on rape. And also that the child may be taught some behaviors that she shouldn't adopt at an early age. So, for example, the world is very much against pornography, child pornography. And that in itself tells us that we want to guard certain exposures to children who are young. And so bathing with our daughters may actually lead those who are perverts to start introducing certain behaviors to daughters at an early age. So it's just important to create a buffer zone and say that particular type of behavior is a no-no. It's immoral, it's reprehensible, it's a danger to society, and it's important for us to create a buffer zone against such behavior.
The gentlemen have spoken, given their thoughts on this issue of men bathing with their babies, especially the girl child. The collective view seems to be that we need to do away with this practice and let those who've been doing it in their own cultures or in their own ethnicities continue doing it. What are your thoughts on this? It would be interesting to hear from you as a father. Will you bath with your child? Do you do it? And what lines do you draw? And how much, you know, of yourself do you expose to your child? This has been the Men's Conference. My name is Emmanuel. And until next time, it's bye for now.
Join us next week on the Men's Conference. For your views, comments, and questions, catch us on the following social media platforms. Facebook, Men's Conference Podcast. On Twitter, @conference_pod. Instagram, Men's Conference Podcast 01. Or you can send a WhatsApp to 0719-711-298. The Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.